What about the strategy of looking at imaging as part of the algorithm, specifically PET scanning? Mm-hmm.
That's a very common question that comes up in practice, I think. And one of the challenges in my mind is the fact of definitions of what's a positive PET scan, a negative PET scan, and so on. I think, you know, that my radiologist versus your radiologist calls it the same way, and that they both call it the same way as the people who did the study that showed what a positive and negative scan meant. It is clear that you can get false positive scans, and that's a challenge. And so I encourage people, before you really act on a PET scan, to consider biopsying the patient and not just take a patient to second-line therapy or salvage therapy based on a PET scan. I think the exciting thing with PET scan is the idea of risk-adapted approaches.
Right.
And there are a lot of studies now that have looked at patients in large cell lymphoma and Hodgkin's after one or two cycles of therapy and suggested that that correlates with outcome. And the idea that you could either cut back on therapy in patients that are going to do well or intensify therapy on patients who are going to do poorly based on the PET scan. I don't think that's ready for prime time at this point, but I think it's very exciting.
Prime time, you mean to
prime
be studied?
Time to be, no, I think it's in prime time to be studied as far as using it to treat a patient. For instance, you have a bulky Hodgkin's patient or a bulky large cell patient. Their PET looks good very quickly. Can you omit radiation? Very important question, but one that we don't really have an answer to. So I think we need to be very cautious about making decisions based on interim PET scanning, and it's really something that we need our trials to sort out for us at this point.
Now, some of this work is coming out of your place with Dr. Coleman. Mm-hmm. Any update on that?
We're trying to look at things prospectively. I think one of the problems of all of these studies is that they're, you know, kind of smaller single institution studies. You have a few nuclear medicine physicians looking at it. You know, one of the things that's interesting in the pathology classifications, and I'll just digress a second, but I think it's an interesting parallel. When the WHO pathology classifications came out in lymphomas, the fact of the matter is that if you took the expert pathologists in the world, they would disagree. People that we'd all agree were the stars of pathology, they disagree 20% of the time in some cases, depending on the histology. We've not done that in PET scanning. So how reliable is a positive and negative PET scan? And if you have expert nuclear medicine people, do they agree? I think that's a real challenge to sort through. So we're excited about it. We're putting a lot of work into it. But I think the question of figuring out prognosis to some degree only helps you if you can do something about that prognosis. And linking it to a clinical trial that says the fact that you knew that prognostic information and had a tool that could improve upon that or change that, I think is the missing piece of where we are right now.